God, as Foles back. He dumps it off to a Ajayi. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. The 5. He dives. Touchdown! Ajayi. Carr slips it off inside and thrown for a loss by Vinnie Curry. He goes to Washington, who's hit and thrown down. He steps up. He fires. It's intercepted. Patrick Robinson. Hand off inside and there is nothing there. Football came loose. Eagles have it back. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good, and we're tied at 10. Carr back. Carr steps up. Carr is hit. Football loose. Richard across the 20, pushing and pulling down to the 15. Fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Carr back pedals, fires on a quick slant. It's intercepted. Ronald Darby. Ball is spotted. Kick is away. He's got the distance.
Did it again.
Carr dumps it over the middle, running with the football and lateraling it back and forth. Finally, it is fumbled, and running in is Derek Barnett for the touchdown.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Our Bud Light story of the game on Monday night as the Eagles clinch the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. Welcome to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. The thrill of victory and the difficulty of talking about such an ugly game for the Eagles. It happens. We're here to talk about how it happened. We've got offense, defense, special teams to talk about. First up has to be the offense, Brian, presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. Not a lot was engaged for the Eagles on Monday night. You've been through those kind of games.
You have these types of games from time to time, and I think for the Eagles, they have to try to figure things out just a little bit. How do you get back to running the ball efficiently? How do you stay on the field longer? They were 1-for-14 on third down, just not good enough. Nick Foles has to be a little bit more accurate with some of his throws. And listen, when your MVP candidate Carson Wentz goes down, everyone has to get better. That means the receivers need a little bit more space and getting open. That means the tight ends have to block better. Offensive line has to block better. We have to play with more consistency. Everyone has to do a better job.
Very obvious statements. Now let's dig in deeper and find out how that actually is done. From just a schematic, from a logistics standpoint, we're in week 17. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a meaningless game in the standings on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. We've heard Doug Peterson talk about he wants to wait till the middle of the week to finally really get an idea of who's going to play how much. Yeah. Brian, how do you fix it? Does it really need to be fixed? Are we overreacting to one game as we overreacted in New York to the defense?
You know, I don't think it's an overreaction. I think this is how important these games at the end of the season are, because you have a quarterback that hasn't played all season long. Nick Foles is a guy that just played a couple games in the last few years. And so I want everything hitting on all cylinders going into the playoff game. I don't want to end our season going down. We just want to end our season going up, getting better. And right now, we're not ascending. We're not playing the type of football that's going to help us win in the playoffs. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. How are you going to get playoff victories? Right now, we're not playing that type of football.
So let me counter that and say 2014, Andy Reid rested his starters. The Eagles lost at the end of the season. You're going down. Mm-hmm. Go into the playoffs, and you went up.
Well, 2014? 2004,
I'm sorry.
But this is the difference. That team had a lot of veterans that had been in the playoffs. They've had NFC championship experience.
Good point.
This is a total different team here. This team doesn't have that same type of pedigree. That team that we played on 2004, they've been in fights. They played playoff games and won. This team doesn't have that same type of experience. They don't know what it takes to win in the playoffs. At this point, as a coach, you have to teach this team what it takes.
All right, so let's talk about the schematics of this offense. On Monday night, the Eagles completing 5 passes for 40 yards, 14 targets to the wide receivers. That is not effective enough. It's not explosive enough. We see what happens when that happens. The Eagles don't get plays in chunks, and they have to scratch and claw and bite for their points. Was it a case, Brian, of the wide receivers not doing their job, Nick not doing his job, a combination of everything?
I think it's a little combination of both. I think Nelson dropped one, which would have been a big play going down into the red zone. I just think offensively, here's the deal. You're not going to have the MVP Carson Wentz anymore. Nick Foles has to make so many throws. He has to get the ball out early. These guys are not going to be wide open. And the receivers, and they have to do their job as well. They have to find more space. That means stemming your guy up, sticking your routes, getting across the field, find more space. The Raiders did a pretty good job of playing man-to-man defense. They had guys over the top, three shell, a two shell. Then they played man-to-man underneath and made it tough. And, again, those windows, as you approach the playoffs, they're going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. This team has to understand how to figure out how to operate within that space where you're going to have less margin for error.
Brian, what was so strange about the game on Monday? Second drive, Eagles go down the field, and they pound the ball. And Jay Ajayi is getting into a rhythm, and they're controlling the line of scrimmage. And then they run a perfectly executed screen.
Yes.
Ajayi dives into the end zone, touchdown. You figure, well, this game is going to be a blowout. And maybe the Eagles felt that as well.
Well, I, you know, as a running back, you get in the rhythm in the game. That second series, you run 8 out of 10 times that you call plays. They're run plays, and now you get away from it. You know, as a running back, once you get me in that rhythm, keep handing me the ball, whether it's a screen, whether it's a handoff, continue to hand me the ball. I think Doug, as a play caller, likes to throw the football. Andy Reid loved to throw the football. I was a big-time part of that. But I think in this part, in this day and age, in this, as you move into the playoffs, you have to have the ability to run the football, especially when everyone knows you're going to run the football. That's something that you have to develop now. I don't think that the thought process was there.
And some potentially very difficult defenses in the NFC playoffs. Of course, Minnesota outstanding, Carolina terrific. Yeah. The Saints playing really well on the defensive side of the ball. So there's some work to be done.
One of the keys to running the football, one of the reasons why you want to run the football, especially playing against some of those offensive. You're talking about those guys, they can throw the court. Case Keenum has been playing well. We all know what Drew Brees is. We want to keep the ball out of their hands just as much as we want to control the football and win playing physical football. We don't want their offense to have the ball. We have to be able to run it.
Despite the warts, Brian, a 13-2 record, a number one seed in the playoffs. The Eagles feeling good on this Tuesday. Although, you know, I know there's some angst out there, and you've been in the position where the fans are worried, the players don't feel that necessarily.
The most important thing that they wanted to come out of the game with last night was home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and we accomplished that. It wasn't pretty. Last week, we're talking about a defense that looked terrible. Offense stepped up to the plate. Special teams stepped up to the plate last week. This week, offense struggled, but the defense has 5 turnovers. So it's a team game, and you got to go from week to week. There's no perfect team moving into the playoffs. We just will have to figure out how to get better. That's the most important
thing. You know, it's funny because I watched games over the weekend. I went into Monday night thinking the rest of the NFC is flawed.
Yes,
so I mean, I wonder if fans from Minnesota, after they kind of struggled against a depleted Green Bay team, and, you know, the Rams struggling to win and Carolina struggling to win, they all feel the same way. These playoffs are wide open. That's why you can't miss this opportunity at home.
Everybody has their warts, and you're right. The most important thing, they got to come through Philly.
Yeah.
They got to come through this stadium where it's going to be cold, where the fans are going to be absolutely going crazy. That's the most important thing that you got accomplished yesterday, so you have to appreciate that.
Right, so we will talk about the rest of the performance from Monday night, the defense and the special teams. But when we return to Eagles 360, we take a look at some of our big plays from Monday night's win. Our All-22 review is next. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you got to do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like ensuring your family is protected today and tomorrow, no matter what the future brings. See how life insurance from Lincoln can help start protecting your family's financial future now at LincolnFinancial.com.
Independence, defined in Philadelphia in 1776. And practiced by Temple students every day. So, when we say Temple is part of Philadelphia, we're not just talking a mailing address. We live this city.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360 on this Tuesday. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook from a, well, we are happy at the NovaCare Complex. We're also very understanding of how the Eagles played on Monday night, but the Eagles 13-2 getting ready for the NFC playoffs as the number one seed, and they won on Monday night because of the defense making some big plays. Time now for our All-22 review presented by the Community College of Philadelphia. We start with a Marshawn Lynch fumble. The Eagles got into beast mode on defense.
Now the Raiders get the football back, and on the very first play of the drive, the Eagles force a fumble on Marshawn Lynch. Not an easy thing to do. You brought that up. Rarely puts the ball on the ground. Let's break down exactly what happens here. It's a really interesting play, a fun play to break down.
Yeah, it's a really good defensive play. And a player who you probably have no idea was responsible for the way it played out was the one responsible. But here's the concept. It's what we call a G scheme, okay? It's a guard pulling scheme. Gabe Jackson is going to pull. There's a second puller, Rodney Hudson. This is the design of the play. Two pullers, okay? Now, here is Brandon Graham right here. What Graham is going to do is he's going to slant hard inside off the snap of the ball. So what he's going to do is prevent Rodney Hudson, the center, from getting outside, because the player that Hudson is responsible to get is Nigel Bradham. But Graham prevents that. Let's at least take a look at this, because this is a critical piece of this puzzle right here. So keep your eyes focused there right now. See, boom, a little further if we could go. But that'll work right there. So there you go. Here's Graham coming hard inside. So ultimately, Hudson can't get past Graham, who's right there, to get to Bradham. So Bradham becomes unblocked on the play side, essentially unblocked in the hole.
Yep.
But there's another part of this. That's on the back side, and that's Kendricks right here.
Yep.
Because Kendricks, from his alignment, this is really a difficult block for the rookie David Sharp here. This is a tough block, but Kendricks read this play. He sees the flow going that way, and he's flowing and scraping behind the line of scrimmage. That's critical. So he's also going to get play side in the hole untouched. So let's continue this. You'll see exactly what happens. Perfect. They caused the fumble. Eagles recover it. A really excellent play by the defense. It really started with Brandon Graham.
Yep.
And even though he wasn't in on the tackle and the fumble, it was what he did with his hard slant inside that set up that play.
Thanks, Fran. Thanks, Greg. And Brian, the defense really had that nose for the football, really aggressive against a physical. And when you watch him on the field, I'd never been that close to Marshawn. He's a load. He's physical. He keeps the legs moving. Powerful guy.
He's an intimidating force as far as running the football. It's just the yards after contact for him. And the most important thing when you're tackling a guy like Marshawn is get hats around the ball, as many people around the ball as you can. And when you watch the fumble, you have five guys right there, five guys right around the ball, trying to pay attention, get the ball carrier down. That's how you have the fumble, because you have the first guy comes in, just tries to wrap up his leg. The second guy is going for the football. Now you have three other guys. That's the strength of this defense. Early on in the season when they were playing well, they had hats around the ball. Guys were hustling. You saw some of that last night.
Another big play from a player who's really fit into his role on the field, in the locker room. Chris Long firing off the left defensive end position. A strip sack on a big third down play. Another All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia.
So now let's fast forward to the very first play of the fourth quarter. The score is still tied 10-10. The Eagles defense faces a third down right around midfield. Greg, this is one of the biggest plays of the game. It's a sack fumble created by Chris Long, but there's a couple different elements that we want to really break down on this play.
Yeah, and you're right. It was third down, and what the Eagles do, just look at the front. It's really interesting. They have three defensive linemen here aligned to one side of the offensive center. Now, normally when you see that, there's a stunt involved.
Yep.
But the Eagles don't stunt here. They're just creating one-on-one matchups. That's the first part of this, because you're going to end up with Chris Long matched one-on-one on the right tackle Newhouse. That's what you're going to get eventually here.
Yep.
But there's another part of this which is really interesting. It's a coverage we call one robber, because they're going to play man-to-man here. But what they're going to do is they're going to take McLeod right here, and he's going to drop right into the middle, and I believe this is Corey Graham,
yep,
who's going to go into the deep middle. So what you have is McLeod dropping right here into sort of the intermediate to shallow middle, he's the robber. And that's what it's called, a lurk defender or a robber. So the coverage is called one robber, and that's critical because what you try to do with this coverage is force all routes into the middle, because that's where you have both a short intermediate defender and a deep defender. So that's the premise of the defense. So let's clear it. Keep trying to keep all that in mind. You run this, and we can see Carr drops back. He looks left. Trees are right about here. See what's happening now. You can see outside leverage, forcing him into the middle. Everybody's forcing inside, yep, to, because that's where the strength of the coverage is.
Yep.
And there's McLeod. He's the robber. So now Carr does not have a clean throw. And what do we say about the one-on-one matchup? There it is right in front of you. There's the matchup of Long on Newhouse, shoving him back. Newhouse oversets a little bit, yep, here to prevent the outside rush. What happens? Long goes inside of him, sacks Carr, and then it's Jenkins who makes a great play here. But this was third down. Really good job by the Eagles defense.
And again, the Eagles defense coming up with another key turnover when the,
yeah,
when the Raiders are facing really good field position, yep, the ability to go up and take a lead. The defense comes up with another stop here. Again, gets the ball back to the offense. The 10-10 game. Not exactly the scoring drive we're hoping for on the back end of it, but keeps the Eagles in the game.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Brian, Chris Long, to me, epitomizes what this Eagles team is about this year. Not much expected of him from the outside, but he comes in, he plays the rotation, yes, great leader in the locker room, and he's come up with big plays in the fourth quarter in L.A. and then last night.
Chris Long has played, really his entire career, but most importantly this season, with the type of heart and the motor that makes guys like him popular in this city and certainly popular on this football team. You see this play, and you have to start in the coverage from the secondary. Everyone is playing their right coverage. There's no one trying to be greedy, no one out of place. They did a great job of coverage. This is certainly a cover sack. Chris Long is covered up at the beginning of the play. He continues. He's allowed his motor to continue to force him to keep going on the play. He continues, runs through the right tackle, and finally gets to the quarterback strip sack. That's what this defense is about. It's about the front four finding a way, getting after the quarterback. You can tell there were times during the game that Derek Carr was not comfortable at all because the front four did a great job. Chris Long went a long way towards that.
We'll talk about the defense in the next segment, but what really struck me, the size of Oakland's offensive line,
huge,
dwarfing,
huge,
the Eagles, who win with quickness, who win with relentlessness, mm-hmm, who win with a lot of heart.
Yeah. You know, Oakland has always, and really, even when back to when I was playing, offensive and defensive linemen, they always have big guys. We found a way. Get up underneath them. When you watch that same play with Chris Long, he's underneath the right tackle. He's playing with leverage. Brandon Graham plays with great leverage. Vinnie Curry plays with great leverage. They did a good job of that last night.
So that is our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. When we return to Eagles 360, the defense stepping up. Five takeaways in the second half. We'll talk about that group and the special teams, which came up big once again. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
Stop!
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long.
Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
It's just three kids, right? It's our final segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook with you. We're talking defense, a trademark here in Philadelphia, and the Eagles D stepped up against Oakland in a big, big way, leading the Eagles to that 19-10 win. Starts up front, but I want to start this conversation in the secondary. Beleaguered after that game in New York, Ronald Darby criticized heavily, and it really weighed on him as he talked about after the game how he played a terrible game against the Giants, compounded that poor performance with some social media missteps, and then came out and atoned for it with, a miracle interception on Christmas night.
Well, in these types of games, when you need the big play, the guys you count on most, your big-time players, they have to step up. Ronald Darby stepped up last week against the Giants and found a way to get an interception. Did the same type of thing against the Oakland Raiders. This is important. This is one of those things that we talked about early on in the season. A defense with the ability to get the ball back to the offense that could step up, make it uncomfortable for quarterbacks in the pocket. I think they did a decent job of that last night. But catching the ball on the back end, getting the ball back to your offense. Five times, it's hard to lose a game when you get the ball back to your offense five times. We found a way to win a game last night.
Does this game, as much as the offensive performance perhaps concerns you, does this performance alleviate the concerns you had about the defense?
Well, I still think they have some things they want to sharpen up on. I don't know that this is the best team in the not by far one of the better teams that we're going to face. You know, even Derek Carr, he's a good quarterback, still makes a lot of mistakes, bad throws. I still think that defensively we can play better. We're talking about a team that got five turnovers yesterday. Defensively, we can play better. We have to get back to dominating four quarters, not one quarter, taking one quarter off. Four quarters of football, that's how we have to win.
It was interesting to see the Eagles go with their heavy package at linebacker, Denell Ellerbe playing in the middle, preparing for beast mode, and did a pretty good job. Although the Raiders ran for a season-high number of yards against the Eagles, I think 137 yards. It was not as pretty dominant as you wanted in the first half, but adjustments made, Brian, and I think I feel a lot better about the D.
I feel better. Again, playoff football goes from regular season to playoff. We have to elevate our play. That's the most important thing. And to me, it's a mindset thing. Can you be nasty? Can you be physical? Can you bruise and hurt someone? Can you take someone's will to play away? They're coming here to Philadelphia. We have to have that mentality. It's going to be cold. Our defense has to step up.
I think the special teams also needs a little bit of a clap here. I know Jake Elliott missed that gimme, the 33-yarder, which is so weird. He misses the short ones, and the long ones are like easy.
It's one of those things.
Well, can you get inside the kicker's mind, Brian?
I was with Sean Lindetta last night. He said, don't worry about it. He'll never miss again. And I was like, what makes you say that? He said, that's how kickers think. They said, it's always the next one. Move on to the next play. I guess as an offensive player, I had that mentality. But as a kicker, you have to be totally, that was just one play out of a million.
Yeah.
Move on to the next one.
48-yarder, 9 of 10 in the
Nailed
fourth
it.
Quarter. Yeah, boomed it.
Too.
9 of 10 in the fourth quarter this season. And then Donnie Jones, the number's not huge, but kicked the Eagles out of a lot of bad field position. Had a 39-yard net, 8 punts, windy conditions. I thought he did a good job. Good coverage last night. I'm looking for all the positives here. The reasons the Eagles won the game, because the special teams defense lifted everyone, and then the offense did just enough at the end.
Believe it or not, Dave, in the playoffs, and this wasn't a playoff atmosphere, but in the playoffs, it's the small things. It's the little things like field position that can help you win the game. It's the little things like your quarterback not throwing the ball to the other team and taking the sack and will be willing to punt the football. It's the small things like get an interception, get a stop, get a strip sack on the defensive side of the ball. All these things the Eagles are doing at this point, they have to find a way to continue to get better, especially offensively, because some of these teams are going to come here in January, they can score the football. We have to be able to score as well.
And so that's our look back at the win on Monday night. The Eagles 7-0 at Lincoln Financial Field. 9 consecutive wins with the Dallas Cowboys coming to town.
Yeah.
So that gives me a good segue into our what's ahead. It's our Amorosa's on the menu look. We've got Doug Peterson in studio on Wednesday. We've got Mike Quick breaking down the playoff-less Dallas Cowboys, who are in first place. Yes. Oh, it's gonna. I'm going to say it all week. They went from first to, well, not worst, but out of the playoffs. And then Corey Unlin, Eagles defensive backs coach, breaking down some film. And that is our Amorosa's on the menu segment for you. Cowboys win the division last year. Eagles win the division this year. No repeat winner in the NFC East since 2004. Eagles doing it in 2003, 2004. You didn't know that? This is a crazy division, Brian.
It is crazy. It's really competitive. And that just kind of tells you, there's other divisions of football, like where the Patriots are playing. They've won every year for the last 15 years. This is a very competitive.
Why is that?
Tom Brady.
Boom.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Coach, quarterback, So
you still want to beat the Cowboys on Sunday, right?
We're still going to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'd like that.
My heart tells me that we always want to beat the Cowboys. Every chance that we have, take advantage of beating
I
them.
I love it. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro. We thank you so much for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.